I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends. To God, lover, beloved, and love. Amen. Again, this is from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 15. Jesus says, I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends. If you have been around me for any length of time and the conversation turns to God or Jesus, you will probably have heard me refer to Jesus as our friend and our helper. Friend and helper is my way of saying Lord and Savior. For me, they mean the same thing, but friend and helper, especially as I have ministered among children, seems to be a more accessible way to understand who God is and who Jesus is in relation to us. Yes, Jesus is Lord. I do confidently and joyfully echo the witness of the saints of long ago. But unlike human lords or powers or authorities, Jesus doesn't exercise his lordship in a coercive or violent way. Jesus is a Lord who is a friend, much like the language of the book of Revelation. Jesus might sound like a lion, but he is actually a lamb. Jesus' power in our lives and in the life of the world is a power of love, or of joy, or of peace, or of kindness. It's a power of generosity, or the power that comes with self-giving, of sacrifice for others. And again, yes, Jesus is our Savior. Of course, Jesus is the Savior of the world. This is the testimony of the very first followers of Christ. But what on earth is a Savior? Well, Jesus is the one, and through Jesus, we come to know that God is the one who comes to us not to condemn us, who picks us up not to throw us out, who lifts his hand to bless us, not to strike us. Jesus is a helper, a healer, the one who raises up our hearts and minds from the death of fear and hopelessness, friend and helper. I wonder if you might think of these words when it comes to Jesus. I do not call you servants any longer, Jesus said, but I have called you friends. This is something that has been very important to me on my faith journey. I want this morning to share a bit of my testimony, that is, a bit about where I came from and how God has shown to me that God is indeed my friend and my helper. I grew up in a Christian home. My family was connected to churches that we call charismatic or Pentecostal, and right from an early age, I was taught that Jesus loved me, for the Bible tells me so, right? I was taught that if I prayed to God, God would hear me and answer my prayers. I was taught that Jesus can be invited to live inside my heart and be near to me. My mother taught me this. And I remember sitting on the floor of my sister's room in the farmhouse near Kelso, Saskatchewan. The rug was blue, I remember, and I prayed that Jesus would come live in my heart. Maybe I was 3, maybe I was 4, I don't remember that. But I do remember the blue rug, my mother, and the prayer. I wonder if you have a similar experience growing up, a family member taking time to talk about God with you, sitting next to you to wonder about Jesus, praying with you, taking you to Sunday school, to church, teaching a simple song of faith like Jesus loves me. I wonder who that was for you. I wonder if you are that person to another young one today. I hope we still are teaching our children that Jesus is their friend and helper. From an early age, I was taught, and I believed, that Jesus was as near to me as the beating of my heart. And while I did not live a perfect saintly life from then on, I knew I had a friend and a helper like no other. The nearness of God in my life stayed with me growing up. Now, this was not always good news, neither was it always a healthy belief. As I grew into later childhood and my teenage years, the nearness of Jesus became less of a friend and a helper, and more like a mean Santa Claus or a parole officer I had to check in with. I wonder if you have ever had an experience of God like this. There you are, living your life, doing good things, and yes, doing some bad things, and God is looking down at you with his glasses a little lowered on the bridge of his nose, tutting you. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Jesus Christ is coming to town. And he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Jesus, the mean Santa, the pedantic moralizer, who is unhappy unless you're unhappy. Yes, of course, Jesus is still a friend and helper. But Jesus is one of those friends you are always trying to impress, like a codependent friend. And a helper who always says under his breath while picking you up and dusting you off, "Well, I told you so." Of course, through all this, Jesus never changed. But how people talked about Jesus did. Instead of Jesus being taught as a lion who is actually a lamb, whose power is the power of love and peace and joy and faith and hope, somehow Jesus got confused in the teachers' minds. Jesus was now a lamb who was actually a lion. A lion in a lambskin. A wolf in sheep's clothing whose power was a power of disgusted judgment and impatience. I wonder if you have ever been taught this about Jesus. I wonder if you have ever taught this about Jesus. I wonder if you've ever thought it or believed it about Jesus. I hope, as our young people grow up, we do not take their friend and helper from them and replace it with an enemy and a tripper-upper. How Jesus in some Christian circles turns from the Son of God to the devil, I don't get it. One wonderful piece of news, however, is that in all of this theological confusion and trauma, Jesus, the friend and helper, is busy at work being our friend and helper, despite what others might say. And as I grew up and wrestled with who I was as a human being, particularly a gay human being, my codependency on Jesus increased, and his help always seemed more of a judgment. At the same time, though, there was no one else on earth I could turn to and depend on. Who else had the answers to life's questions? Who else had seen me through my life in such an intimate way? Maybe my friendship with Jesus needed some renewal. Maybe the help I needed from Jesus needed some rethinking, but he was still my friend and still my helper. There's a song that brought me through a difficult part of my life. At the time, a time when I felt alone and scared and abandoned by the church, other Christians, and even God, this song opened up a little space of hope. It goes like this. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scarred. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? The gospel writer writes something similar. I do not call you servants, but I have called you friends. I tell you a bit about my story so that you might be able to connect your story to Jesus, your friend and your helper. Jesus is your friend. And there are two things that I want to glean from John's gospel that help us understand what that means. First, Jesus is a friend, and so, like any good friend, he has your back. He has laid down his life for us, as we read in the gospel lesson this morning. That is, Jesus set aside his own glory, his own preoccupations, and has focused them on us, like an empathetic friend sitting with someone who is going through a health problem, a broken relationship, a panic attack. Jesus takes the time to listen, to be present, to hold, and to heal. This has been God's move toward creation since the very beginning. God comes alongside and walks side by side with us, like in the ancient garden. God speaks face to face with us, as with Moses. God is as a companion, as Jesus is. Jesus is our resource of life and hope and healing. And how the devil has been able to trick us into think that when God comes toward us, we should hide or be afraid, I don't get it. God is on our side. Jesus is on your side. God sees the good in you and wants to nourish it. God sees the pain in you and wants to heal it. And God sees the seeds of violence and the seeds of despair and wants to pull them out before they take root. God is not your enemy. Do you believe it? Second, like any good friendship, we need to expect that being friends with Jesus will change us. Isn't that a wonderful thing about friendship? To learn about another person and to grow in our appreciation of the things they care about? So it is with Jesus. Being friends with Jesus means we become a little more like him. We care about the things he cares about. We do the same things that he does. We hang out with the same people he hangs out with. In the words of the gospel reading this morning, we begin to bear fruit. Fruit that looks and tastes like kindness. Fruit that looks and tastes like love, joy, peace, fruit that looks and tastes like justice and reconciliation, fruit that helps God's children around the world and near to us in our neighborhoods and families know that God has come to befriend and help us and to show us how to be friends and helpers in our turn with Jesus Christ. Amen.